Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, I'm David Marsland from the Evening Standard. You can subscribe to The Leader just by hitting the button on your podcast provider. That way you can stay up to date with our news, commentary and analysis every day at 4 p.m. And get in touch too. Use the hashtag The Leader Podcast on social media. Now, from the Evening Standard in London, this is The Leader. Could it really be this simple? Can an over-the-counter mouthwash kill coronavirus? Scientists at Cardiff University have been looking at it, and their results appear to suggest yes. Now, this is all very early stages. It's all been done in a lab. There's no human testing yet, and the results haven't been peer-reviewed. But it's part of a body of growing research that indicates a mouthwash could be part of a defence against COVID-19. I'm joined now by Professor Damien Walsley from the British Dental Association. Damien, this study's from Cardiff, but there are others taking place around the world that appear to be reaching a similar conclusion.
Yes, it's been around for a while, the idea that making sure the saliva is clean and making sure that the mouth is a clean area goes a long way to stopping anything getting through. So it's a very sensible idea of that.
What is the idea behind it? How do people think this works then?
Well, the mouth is full of bacteria and there's probably viruses in there, and many of those are just harmless to us. And the idea is to disinfect the mouth, and disinfecting the saliva, it would be for a short period because you're always secreting saliva and you'll always find the bacteria will get back in there very quickly. So it's only a short term thing. And the idea is a mouthwash, and this mouthwash that they've in the news from Cardiff University has something called CPC in it. And that will disinfect the mouth if you rinse the mouth. Of course, you've got to rinse the mouth and spit out. You must not swallow it. Of course, some famous people have been very daft and saying all sorts of things of what to do. This is a mouthwash. You spit it out after you've used it. And then that leads me straight on, David, onto the next stage. You really got to be thinking, you're brushing your teeth. That's got to be really important. That is the first thing that keeps your mouth really clean. And hey, presto, some of the toothpaste you can buy has these ingredients in as well.
So we've had all that government messaging for months now about washing your hands. Should it include brushing your teeth, or at least using mouthwash?
Yes, I think brushing your teeth would be a really good slogan to put in. I'm just trying to think how it would work now. So it would be space, face, teeth. Yes, we could have that in there, yes. Really, no, but seriously, very important. People must brush their teeth. It's a two-minute clean systematically day and night, and that does a great deal of good to making the mouth clean. And then you can use the mouthwash. There is the idea that you mustn't, the fluoride in the toothpaste is really important, and we don't want to wash that away. So if you are using the mouthwash, give yourself a period of time before you go and use your mouthwash after brushing your teeth.
So what's the next step in research like this? Because the ones at Cardiff University, that's not been trialled on humans yet. They've been kind of doing simulations. Would that be the next phase? What are you expecting to happen next?
I think they would look at to see. I mean, that's one of the things is saliva is continually coming in the mouth. And it would be interesting to know how long the mouth remains clean once the mouthwash has been done. And these are of interest. There's a number of groups doing mouthwash trials. And so we wait and see. It's always the case. We wait and see and the thing you can do now is definitely brush your teeth. That would be the most important thing first, and use a mouthwash if you wish.
So perhaps we shouldn't be rushing out to our supermarkets in this lockdown and stocking up on mouthwash just yet, but maybe it's a good idea to get a little bit.
I don't want to start any panic buying. I'd like to, if there is panic buying, the toothbrushes and toothpaste, that'd be a good idea.
There's more on this story, including a breakdown of how mouthwash appears to work against coronavirus online at standard.co.uk. Now. John Coltrane's My Favourite Things. Could you imagine this being played in the Oval Office at the White House? Barack Obama claims he did just that. He's released a playlist of tracks he says kept him going through his time as president. It's as his new book, A Promised Land, is released. I'm joined now by Professor John Street, who wrote a book on the connection between music and politics called Music and Politics. John, maybe we shouldn't read too much into these titles on Barack Obama's list, but they are intriguing. Aretha Franklin, The Wait. B.B. King, The Thrill Is Gone. It does feel a bit like a commentary on what it's like to be president.
I think that's right. It does suggest the kind of playlist you have once you've left office. I think were you still in office or you were seeking election, you might be a bit more careful in your selections, or you'd look to be more upbeat. But he's indulging himself, I think, a bit here. But he was always, throughout his time in office, he was always quite close to the music and music people. So I suppose he's got more credibility than Gordon Brown and the Arctic Monkeys, I'd say.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. It does show the trouble that prime ministers and presidents can get into when they talk about their music tastes. But I wonder, do they actually listen to the songs that they claim they do, or is it all just PR?
I don't know. I mean, I have looked, and others have looked at the use that politicians have made of Desert Island This to kind of, introduce their human side or their personal side, and you can tell, I think, between those who are genuinely interested and committed to the music. I think like Keir Starmer was only this last weekend. And those who are using it in a somewhat more cynical fashion. It is a way of branding. You know, the advertisers are not wrong when they think carefully about what music should accompany their product. And politicians are products of a different kind, but music plays a part in how they're understood, branded, how they signal their qualities and so forth. So it's not a trivial exercise, although you do wonder about how much difference can be made by the choice of music.
Do you think global leaders do have music on in the background? I mean, we think of 10 Downing Street and being very quiet and the Prime Minister signing papers or reading over briefings. We probably think the same of the Oval Office. But there's Barack Obama listing Stevie Wonder's Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours on this playlist. Do you think he maybe put that on when he got Obamacare through the Senate?
It's a great idea. It's a great idea because actually the only kind of representation of that kind of what actually happens, you know, behind closed doors is Hugh Grant in Love Actually. You know, you kind of think of the Prime Minister in a kind of moment of abandon, dancing his way down the stairs, and you think, does that ever happen? Is that how politicians really relate to music? I'm not entirely convinced. I did wonder with Barack Obama's list as to whether, you know, his family had chipped in with some of the suggestions, but Brooks and Dunn or whatever, I wondered if that was one of the kids' choices rather than his, but who can tell?
We have all the news, analysis and commentary you need in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk. That's the Leader podcast. We're back tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.